So we continue in Pele Yoitz. We are on page 607. We're doing the topic of Haidah, the topic of admission. Basically admitting when you made a mistake or admitting when something's wrong. The learning, as always, should be a schutz for an Eli Neshama for our dearest Chaver, Chaim Elozev ben Shem Shinaryeh, and also for David's father, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should be a schutz for Fu Shleima, Chaim Doiv and Menorachuch, Analei Abashen, Derachuch, and Abadati ben Peril, and a schutz for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So he says like this. He says, Hine, Inyan Aida, Mayra Shevach. When it comes to the topic of Aida, in the sense of thanking and praising Hashem, so this is Haidah in terms of like Maidim, thanking. Kivar Kasavnu Shemetz Menu, we already spoke, touched upon it, Be'erech Hillel, in the topic of Hillel B'siyata Dishmaya. Va'ata, but now, Nidaba Me'inyan Haidah, Derech Haidah. Now we're going to talk about it in terms of Haidah, meaning admitting and not be ashamed. And that's what he's going to spend this topic talking about admitting when you made a mistake. V'yesh B'davar Sur Meirah, there's an aspect of Sur Meirah. Going, for example, for example, when someone admits to something that's not true, when he testifies to the truth of some other story that someone fabricates, and he's called upon to be a witness. Also, even if he doesn't want to lie, nevertheless, sometimes he remains silent, ushtika kaida, and the fact that you're quiet sort of makes it as if it's true, shtika kaida. So this could turn into a negative avera that could hurt people when he exchanges a lie for the truth and he substitutes one for the other. So there is an aspect of shevi al tase, which a person is admitting that something is not to something that's not true, and so there is an aspect of don't be maida, don't admit to something. If someone puts you on the spot and says, "Didn't it happen that way?" Don't a person should try his best to get out of that type of situation. Sometimes it's a problem of shalom bias. So then you have a real problem on your hands. You have to ask the Rav Shaila, where does it come in? The gedarim of lying in terms of shalom bias. Your wife asks you, were you insured this whole time? And the answer is a big fat no, but you don't know what to say. You don't want to make a fight out of it. Or did you go to someone else's house after Kiddush? And the answer is a big fat yes, but you don't want to say that because you don't want to make an argument out of it. So you have to really check with the Rav. But that's type of haidah that he's talking about, that haidah to a lie. Okay, admitting someone calls on you and sort of puts you on the spot, and you want to admit to something that's not true, that there's a shev al tas aspect there. Aval yesh haidah taiva, but there is a form of haidah of admitting, which is very good. To admit to the truth, he says. He says this is a midah that's greatly needed. Especially for Tamid, he says you have to be intellectually honest. When you're learning and someone slugs you up, someone asks you a question, you can't make like you don't understand the question just because you want to be right. You have to be mature enough in your learning to be able to say, I got that wrong. And that person clearly is slugging me up. That person clearly has a question on my logic. You should admit and not be embarrassed, Leimar, to say, I feel a bit nerabim, even in front of a bunch of other people, that you're right, and I made a mistake. And so this goes even for someone who's giving a shiur. If he makes a mistake and someone calls him out, he should not be embarrassed to admit that he's making a mistake. And don't try to like say, oh, I was, like some people say, I was checking to see if you were paying attention. Or I'm going to, try to twist myself into a pretzel to try to reconcile what I said, that it should really be true. Because I want to be right. I want to justify my words. And what's crooked is going to, you're going to turn into a straight path. The nafik mina churba, destruction is going to come from this stubbornness. Lahateri surin. To be matir, what's asur, laharbas machlekes fasina, and increase fighting and hatred amongst tamid chamim, because people can tell when you're not being sincere, when you're not being honest. And so what's going to end up happening is you're either going to be matir something that's asur because of your stubbornness to admit you're wrong, or you're going to create a fight. His Torah is not going to find favor upstairs. Ulushay is van, high daita. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from this type of behavior. Loichein, that's someone who's stubborn. But loichein, hamoyd al emes, not so for someone who admits the truth. Sha'av, she'i kalim lefisha by lamazay, even though you're going to be embarrassed temporarily in this world. Saif saif, machzei shaka yechzei, in the end, well, the end will be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll see a vision of Hashem. Ulefi adas ha'yosher, with this kind of insight, in kombucha, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Ki kala adam kaizev. Everybody makes mistakes. And once you realize that everybody makes mistakes, it happens to everybody. So then there's no reason for you to be embarrassed. Umatzino bale hashas, we find many times in the Gemara, shal yo'aymim b'fnei rabim, mikal adas yisrael, devarim shamayti b'fneichem tarsem b'yadi. And he brings down a couple of examples here, Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in Erevin, Gemara in Baba Basra, where publicly they admitted that they were wrong. Umaydim derabanan hainu shevchayu, and the saying is already known, Moedim de Rabbana. Now, Moedim de Rabbana literally means the Moedim that the Rabbana were misaking, the one that we say during Chazar Sashatz. But the play on words is Umoedim de Rabbana, when the Rabbana admit they're wrong, or their ability to admit they're wrong, Einu Shevchayu, that is their praise. Ve'en l'chamidu tov eimenu, and there's nothing greater than this. V'loy l'chinam kavulana b'tfila lemar b'chol yoyim, and therefore it was not for nothing that they were misaking, that every day in our tfilas we say, during Karbanos, right before Karbanos, we say, and admit to the truth. A person needs Yirat Shamayim to push off the Yetzer Hara, to admit that you're wrong. And in any event, a person should realize in the end that the truth is always going to come out. And if he tries to hide the truth, when the truth eventually comes to light, everybody's going to determine by what he sees. Yishpait Adam, and he's going to be judged. When the truth comes out, you're going to look even worse. That you try to stubbornly stand behind your statement, and now it's coming out and it's clear as day that you lied. So it looks even worse, right? The worse than the scandal, as the saying goes, is the cover up. The cover up is even worse. And you shouldn't debate such a person in halacha, someone who's not intellectually honest. As the Gemara says, someone who's looking for a Rebbe, if he resembles a malach, then seek Torah from his mouth. And despite all this, wholesome people, zedarkam derech hakodesh, this is their way. When they see a Talmid Chacham not admitting to the truth, twisting himself into knots and changing halacha, going against it, they don't set themselves to debate halachas with him in order to force him to admit his mistake. In other words, they stay away from him. Because it's very tiring. It's futile. It's worthless effort. They leave such people alone. Let them be alone with their mishugas type of mentality. And if there's a third person, he'll tip the scale. So if they really need, you know, to get someone else involved, they'll get a third person who'll be machria and show them that they're making a mistake. That's the way of Tamid Chum. Let's just end off. There's one other type of admitting. This is admitting not that you were mistaken in your argument, but that you sinned. Admitting that you did wrong. Yehuda, like Yehuda did, when Tamar says, who recognize, Hakirna, whoever is stick and staff and signet ring this belongs to, he's the one who impregnated me. And she leaves it up for Yehuda to admit. And what does Yehuda say? Tzadka mimeni, you are more righteous than me. Rather, Tzadka, you are. She is righteous. Mi many, the child came from me. Very high level. If someone admits to an avera that he did, he's forgiven and he's embarrassed as a result. He's forgiven for all of his averas. So this being the case, a person who is yetzahara got to him, and he stole or he did some harm to his friend secretly, when the matter is being investigated, he should admit that he did wrong. Even though he's going to be embarrassed and he might even have to pay money to make the guy whole. In this way, he'll find favor in Hashem's eyes and he'll fix what he perverted. He'll find a merit for his redemption, upadei nafshoi, and save his soul, may red the shachas from going into Gehenna, by admitting your mistake, by admitting that you did wrong, and by now going and fixing it and admitting and becoming embarrassed. So now you'll avoid Gehenna. Whenever something like this occurs, a person has to really fight off the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah says you're going to be embarrassed. Don't admit to this publicly. Hide from the shame and the embarrassment, and you really have to fight it. Ulegali says mumai, and to admit your shortcomings, kadeliyaz kana ilamai. So in order to get a chelik in the next world, again, he's not talking about an aveira that someone does privately that's maybe between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do tshuva for that, but it's not appropriate for you to stand up in shul, give a clap on the bima, and lay out all the averas you did yesterday. But what we're talking about is, we're talking about, let's say someone broke something in shul. Okay, let's say the egg was knocked off and it cracked. And you did it, and it's embarrassing to admit that you did it. Why? Because you were doing something dumb. And if you can admit that you did it, the whole shul is going to talk about how what a dummy you are. But you have to overcome that Yetzirah, and you have to admit it. And what you should focus on is that that busha that you're going to experience is going to be more than offset by what you're going to save yourself in the next world. He says better that you should be embarrassed in front of a group of people, let's say 300 people in this world, than in front of tens of thousands of malachim in the next world. And if you're going to deny it and say that you're innocent, then you're just adding on to your original sin, and you're going to be even more embarrassed. You're going to cause evil in others when they suspect that people who are innocent of the sin, that they're going to be blamed for it because someone did it. So if you're innocent, then someone else might be blamed for being guilty. And then basically a machlekes is going to come out of it because of your lies. And other similar things are going to come. You're going to have to give a demecheshman on all of this. Therefore, what should a person do? A person should overcome his yetzahara. And in that way, Umayda admit what he did wrong, va'ayzev, and forsake it, Yirachim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant him mercy. So the proper thing to do is to admit when you made a mistake in your argument, and when you made a mistake and need to come clean publicly, you should overcome your Yetzirah. That will be a tremendous chus for you in the next world.